Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Bob Prosen back on the show. Bob is the president and CEO of Prosen Center for Business Advancement. He's the author of Kiss Theory Goodbye, and he joins us on a regular basis to help us do a better job of being managers of our business, managing our organization more effectively, efficiently, and profitably. And he's here to talk to us about that very thing. Bob Prosen, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's always good to be with you.
Good to have you back, as always. So, Bob, what are you seeing out there as you work with your customers, your clients, and helping them do a better job? Assume that my audience is they've all become your clients now, and what do you have to say to them today?
I got lots of good stuff going on. As you know, I travel the country and meet with hundreds of small business leaders every month. And one of the top issues, and it's a good issue these days, is they're looking for jobs. When I ask the audience,
Business owners are looking for jobs, or they're looking for qualified people to work.
Yeah, let me rephrase that. Thank you, Jim. They're looking for qualified people. I asked the audience.
Because I know. I've been a lot of times as a small business owner, when I thought I might should go look for a job. I mean, I'm telling you, there are business people out there thinking, yeah, that's me.
Well, thankfully, things are picking up a little bit.
If you
made it to this point, you're probably going to make it.
Every small business owner has had that experience, haven't they, Bob, where they said, man, maybe I need to get my resume. So, all right. No, I agree with you. There are a lot of small businesses who have positions open, but they can't find qualified people. I moderated a panel in 2011 for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and there were about 100 business owners, really, really successful business owners in the audience. And I said, what is your biggest concern? And I thought they would say healthcare, taxes, or the economy. But the vast majority in that group said, we can't find qualified people for the jobs that we have open.
That's the same thing that's happening. So you did it in 2011, and when you ask those same business owners today, they'll tell you they've got the same issue. So we've got to help them. We've got to help them find the right people, and I've got a couple of ideas that'll do that.
All right.
One of them is you've got to be clear as to what your expectations are. I work with a lot of these small business owners, and they send me an email about what they want, and they're not clear. They really aren't sure about what the job really requires, what the requirements are, all of the things that allow a person to apply with confidence. They're vague. So you have to be very specific in writing the position. And I don't like these long position descriptions. How about a one-page bullet item? These are the things I want you to do. This is the qualifications you have to have. This is the work environment. And this is the kind of person that we need to hire. And if
you're we recently posted something like that. And we actually identified you need to be proficient in these programs. You need to be
able
to
help?
The good news is it weeds out, for the most part, it weeds out the people who are not qualified, if you want to do yourself a favor, do what Bob's talking about, because otherwise you're going to get inundated with people who are not qualified.
That's exactly right. You waste a whole lot of time.
Do yourself a favor.
People. Here's another great tip. If you're a member of LinkedIn, you need to use it. If you're not a member, you need to join. I'm finding it to be one of the best places to find people, qualify people. So put a little job posting together.
Most people think about a Main Street small business would not think of LinkedIn as a way to find local talent?
That's exactly right.
How do they mine that local talent on LinkedIn?
Well, all you have to do is you post your position. So you're a member of LinkedIn, you join LinkedIn, you pay a small fee to post the position. And when you post the position, it's available to everybody in your network.
And you identify.
Therefore, it's important.
Right.
It's important to have a big
network. The operative term there is in your network, right?
Correct. But here's the fun part. I have some of my clients, small business owners, that say, will you help me? And I say, of course I will. So I post it on my site to my network. And my network's 10,000 business leaders. We get all kinds of great applicants that want that position. So I think it's an underutilized
And it's
resource.
Okay. One of the things would be to say that this job requires the person to live in Minneapolis or Dallas or whatever.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You want to tell them that.
Yeah.
We don't want to mislead anybody.
Right. I know, but I mean that's the thing. I think when people are most of the time when people are hiring, they're thinking local. So they're thinking, you know, a resident employee. And
right.
And so this is an evolving thing, folks. Using social media, when we think of the internet, when we think of it, the social media, we think in terms of the universe, the globe, right? But more and more the internet is becoming local. Local search is very powerful for customers and prospects, right? Well, it's the same thing, as Bob says, for prospective employees. We'll be right back with Bob Prosen. I'm Jim Blysingame, 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blysingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.